Yeah, we've seen the video now of Tyree Nichols and the beating and him being tased and then running from officers and then being beaten again. And 3 days after he was beaten, he died. Jimmy Lee Toman II is the founder and president of the Martin Luther King Republicans. He's also a Heritage Foundation Academy Fellow and producer of Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Jimmy Lee, good to have you here.
Hey, thank you for having me on this morning.
Greatly appreciated. All right, so many things colliding in culture these days. You've got people, you know, trying to force critical race theory on, well, the mayor of New York City wants every employee to be CRT trained, whatever that means. You've got these officers, and I talked about this again today. I'm glad that Memphis didn't burn. But if these officers had been of a different pigment, Memphis may well have burned along with other American cities. And that's just, it's frightening to me. What do you make of it?
Well, first of all, I'm glad America this morning is not suffering what it suffered during the George Floyd incident. Well, you know, bad policing is bad policing everywhere. So just because the color of the officer isn't what everybody wanted it to be, bad policing is bad policing. And to be honest with you, the community, you know, where I'm from, I'm really tired of it. They're tired of it being seen over and over again. They're tired of the pain being shown over and over again. And they're even tired of being represented by, you know, not to be identity politics playing on your radio station. They're even upset about white individuals representing them under Black Lives Matter coming down, torturing Memphis, Atlanta, which are two black cities. And, you know, it's just a mess, my friend.
How did we get here? How did we end up being back at the point of segregating college classrooms and events and safe spaces and restricting the freedom of speech and all of this? And you mentioned something there. The police officers didn't turn out the color of what people wanted them to be. You're saying people wanted them to be white so they could point the finger and scream racism, right?
Yes, because racism sells here in America. It's the biggest export that we have right now. And I look at it as a distraction also. You see, it seems not to be putting it small, but it seems that every time something big that is developing nationwide, you might have something like a white girl go missing or a black man might get stopped by a police officer. It seems like major distractions that always comes around. Now, I'm not saying these things are not bad or they're not happening, but it seems like the media will spend so much time on those things. Right now, if you ask an average person, not minimizing these things, if you ask the average person what's going on in Ukraine or how they feel about the pipeline or the economy, you know, you hear a different perspective. But right now, we're being bombarded with racism. We're bombarded with pain. Just to prove a point, it's an election year right now coming up. And one thing that Democrats need is angry black voters staying with them, not leaving, like what's happening right now. Here in Chicago, we just had a little election. Even in Illinois, it's a blue state. A lot of blacks did not pull the Democratic ballot. You know, even though a lot of Democrats won, well, all Democrats won, but a lot of the black community didn't pull the ballot, you know, or didn't vote for Democrat at all. And the party knows this. As a matter of fact, we just held a Martin Luther King Republican, had a dinner for the great Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King, and we honored President Trump and gave him the drum major of Justice Award. A lot of blacks was upset about that. Matter of fact, a lot of white people were upset about it because we're showing that, you know, blacks are proud conservative Republicans, and they really can't have that. So anytime you see a bunch of blacks moving politically with a different ideology, you'll see a fear tactic always been put upon the TV screen. During the Obama administration,
right.
I mean, every week there's somebody being beat down by a black officer just to keep the fear around there. You see, racism is the best thing that stokes and the best thing that sells. It's if you show the progression that America has made over the last 100 years, it's a different picture. But there's a party that,
you know, I want to ask you this. Morgan Freeman, I think famously said, how do you end racism? Morgan Freeman responded and said, stop talking about it. Stop talking about it, because all we do is continue to, we, being, you know, popular culture, Democrats, university, keep talking about it, talking about it, talking about it. I never thought much about racism except it gets shoved down my throat every day. Right?
Well, you know, here's the deal. You're going to have to talk about it and deal with it. Let me give you an example how in my lifetime, I'm a baby from the 60s, 70s, like that, but in my late 60s, early 70s, grew up in the 80s. So in my lifetime, to sell racism right now is easy. When Donald Trump was in office, when my great president Donald Trump was in office, I'll call him the greatest president since President Grant, you saw an equal playing field being laid down. You saw the American First policy. You see, it's one of the greatest policies for Black America. People don't talk about that. It was the first policy that a president put in place that raised all boats. It was the first policy that put in order that Blacks came up from, right now, 7.1% unemployment. But we had the lowest unemployment in history. We had criminal justice reform. We had policing reform. We had Black college funding. We got almost every complaint that we had as a race taken off the table. So let me tell you something. When you have a group of people who were asking for something from the Democratic Party and they get it, and one president in 1 year gave it to them, the other party's going to still have to play the game. So racism is the only key that we have left. Let me tell you something. If Donald Trump would have had this, if the deep state would not have harassed my president the last 3 years of his office, America would not be saying that we are a racist state. For the first time since slavery, my friend, there was an equal playing field. So let me tell you something. Really want to eradicate racism. The American First policy was one of the first policies that a president put together that treated every American citizen as an American, because Blacks came up. It wasn't a Black American plan, even though I call it the Black American plan. Blacks benefited, whites benefited, Hispanics, Asians, over one policy. So really how to end racism is you make sure that the policies that are put in place assist all Americans. Once all Americans feel that they are equal, you can't have no racism.
Right. Jimmy Lee Tillman II, founder and president of the Martin Luther King Republicans, Heritage Foundation Academy Fellow, producer of the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Jimmy Lee, you got a few more minutes here today?
I sure do.
I'd like to speak to you more, but I got to hit a break here. So if you'll sit tight, we'll be back with Jimmy Lee Tillman II here on the Steve Guru Show, brought to you in part today by Healthy Cell. Time to upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills. Not with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs up to 165% of the pills you've been taking. By the way, it tastes great, and it's made in America. How important is that? You're not getting your vitamins from China. Thank God. Save 20% by using the promo code Gruber at HealthyCell.com. That simple. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber. Save 20% on your first order. Trust me. The REM sleep, I use it every night. Ivy hands it to me. Here, take this. I sleep right to the alarm. HealthyCell.com is one of the formulas that I like most. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber. I will be back with Jimmy Lee Tillman after this.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.